Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest is a serial entrepreneur, having started HVivo and Poolbeg Pharma, among others. His latest venture, European Green Transition, floated on the AIM stock market in London yesterday and values the company at around 17 million euro. EGT hopes to find rare minerals which can be used to transition away from fossil fuels. His name is Cathal Friel and he's sitting in front of me. Good morning, Cathal.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well. And congratulations on getting the float away. You're fifth. Tell us a little bit more about EGT and these rare earth minerals that you're going to be looking for.
Yeah, Joe, this is our fifth IPO. The previous ones was, as you mentioned, Poolbeg, HVivo, Amrit Pharma and Fastnet and Cove before that. So yeah, what we're doing, rare earths is only the starter pack in the company. Mm. They're required for every wind turbine across the world. Wind turbine requires half a ton of rare earths onshore. If it's a large offshore wind turbine, it requires about 3 tons. But I emphasize European Green, which we IPO'd yesterday, and actually we're delighted, is up 12% on its first day's trading. Mm-hmm. It's looking at the whole, everything as the name says, is called European Green Transition. So its business model is everything across that transition as Europe moves away from the hydrocarbon-based oil and gas economy to the renewable sector.
We'll come to the bogs in Donegal in a moment. First of all, you won't be mining for these rare earth minerals. Something like Ulcerum, did I see something
called? Ulcerum, correct.
Ulcerum,
yeah.
You won't be mining it yourself though, will you?
No, and I think there's a death knell, why I emphasise, and we've written all over that, we are not a mining company.
Yeah, right.
The death knell, mining is very exciting and fun, but it's a guaranteed way to lose money.
So you've outsourced the lossing up.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's like most of our IPOs, what we do, we start very small, like only 14, 15. Mm. We started something similar to Amrit. And within 5 years, we sold for 1.5 billion.
Mm.
Likewise,
that's a bit of a profit.
Yeah, reasonably. It wasn't all 100x uplift. It was. Mm. The beauty about public markets, that's why I absolutely love them. People say, you can grow by acquisitions. People will take your paper. Mm. It's the proverbial. Small public company is proverbial. You can print money. Mm. You issue new shares and people accept those to sell their company to you. There's no other business in the world you can print money. But that does allow...
Well, if you're a central bank, you can print money. It's called quantitative easing.
Exactly. Well, we're in there the same. We can actually print money in small cap companies on the basis, and that's how you grow them. That's where small cap companies are really exciting. There's a role for them in most portfolios. We launch them, we kind of guide the market, we'll double or triple the share price within a year or two. There's very few other asset classes.
Assuming that you found the right management and the right product that they're making.
Yeah, and again, small. We start very small. And what we usually have is have a really good CEO and a really good CFO. Mm-hmm. And then we acquire a number of other businesses that has, let's say, not so good CEOs, not so good CFOs. So the first thing we do, we clear out the top layer in the companies we acquire.
Mm-hmm.
And one good CEO, one good CFO can really run a half a dozen businesses. The core to everything we acquire is having really good skilled staff within them, and you take out that layer of management.
No, I get the idea of having shares, which is something you can trade, but it also means you've got the owner responsibility of having to publish quarterly returns, which a non-listed company does not have. It doesn't have the every 3 months having to trot out all sorts of stats and go before the media every now and then.
Yeah, well, that's again why I love public companies. They're very
because you're so shy.
Yeah, I'm a terrible little shy guy from Donegal, Donegal accent who doesn't stop talking. No, look, the beauty of it, first of all, the AIM market in London, where we do them all, is actually every 6 months. So luckily, NASDAQ full market is quarterly. Mm. So there's the growth market in London. We get away, first of all, with every half year. Half year comes around pretty quickly. HVivo or other company, it's out publishing the results today every 6 months. But that routine is really good. The reason people will accept your currency is in small public, because everything is public. If we were a private company, people won't accept your shares because there's a kind of black box of secrecy.
There's about an 18-month delay between the event and it being published.
Correct. And we all know a lot. They say a week is a long time in politics.
Yeah,
a day is a long time. 18 months is a very long time in small private businesses.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to bogs in Donegal. That's also part of the business with EGT.
Yeah, look, I grew up in West Donegal. My kids call it Shrekland, the land from far, far away. But I go up there regularly, I love it. But yeah, look, part of EGT's model is we want to grow very fast. We want to play anywhere within that green economy transition. And believe it or not, it's a fantastic space. there's EU grant funding to rewild and re-wet bogland all across the west coast of Europe. And our model is there's lots of farmers. It will take money to do that, so the farmers can't afford to do it, and we'll take over the
management. What does rewilding and re-wetting mean? Does that mean you kind of dam off streams and rivers to make sure that the water stays in the bog?
Absolutely. Right. If you think about it, the bogs are carbon sinks gone back millions of years, and what's happening, they're drying out. There's fires and the bogs are disappearing. The turf has been cut off, but there's still substantial bog and peat there. So the EU wisely said, look, there's some of the best carbon sinks. So our job is to coordinate some of the farmers, access the EU funding. And EGT's model is really a management function. We won't own the bogs, but we will have the scale. And the beauty about our company is building scale. Like beyond the management of the bogs in Donegal and Mayo and giving those farmers lots of money and making money for our shareholders. The other big one, if you look even around the room here today, e-waste is a mom and pop store. Every house.
Screens everywhere.
Flat screens Monitors. Around here has got rare earths. Every PC has actually gold in it, believe it or not.
Gold, as in AU
Literally,
gold.
AU gold. Every silicon chip has gold. It actually links the chips, so believe it or not. So there's a huge industry growing all over Europe in the collection of e-waste, the flat screen TVs, the lithium
and
batteries.
Separating it out and finding the individual bits within it?
Absolutely. Lithium, the best lithium mines in the world are in your backyard. Look at all those discharged lithium iron batteries from, say, the hedge trimmers, the lawnmowers. So part of EGT's model, again, European Green Transition, is collecting that e-waste. Again, we won't be doing it. There's lots of small mom-pop stores across Europe doing it. We'll consolidate them and put them in an even keel. And the whole idea is make good money for our shareholders as we go along.
Very briefly, give us a hint of what your next venture might be, your sixth IPO at some point.
Yeah, Joe, I'm only the guy from Donegal, but we don't come up with ideas ourselves. We follow the flow of money. I spend 2 days every week in London. This is my fifth IPO. The reason we're doing European Green Transition and the IPO is that's where there's a lot of money flowing. And it's kind of obvious if you look forward to the next 2 years. I would like to do one every year or two. There will be one next year, and we'll reveal that as we get closer to that.
Well, I look forward to getting you back on the show to discuss it. That's Cathal Friel, the serial entrepreneur and co-founder of European Green Transition, PLC.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.